Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. I recently visited with Jen Wagner-Lahr of ORI about their indoor farming webinar later today. Well, let's get some information about kind of a fascinating event that you guys have been putting together. Again, this is the second part of a series, Agriculture in Minnesota, and what it is, basically Fields of Innovation Growing Indoors. So tell us, this webinar happens tomorrow. Tell us what this seminar webinar is all about.
Sure. So maybe just to back up a little bit, our Fields of Innovation platform has a way for us to cover a number of different opportunities that really what we're hoping to do is engage the value chain and think about these different opportunities. So we've talked about things like ecosystem services markets. We've talked about, camelina, pennycress, kernza, hemp, all kinds of different things that are new and emerging and could be things that farmers could consider, or even further down the supply chain, food makers could consider as well. And so for controlled environment ag, we're seeing a lot of interest in the state of Minnesota in this space. We've got some veteran companies that have been around for a while that are in expansion mode. We have new to the scene companies that are looking at expansion as well. They've had success with their first facilities and are expanding those facilities out. And then we have several that are in the pipeline for development. So there's just a lot of interest in controlled environment ag, and we've been able to explore that a bit through this webinar series. Our first event in February was a way for us to really look at the economic development opportunity, talking with utilities, with finance institutions, looking at the research side of the equation at the University of Minnesota. And the webinar tomorrow is a way for us to look at the future. We've had many conversations with folks at the Dutch consulate in Chicago and out in D.C. with the Ag Attaché. And you might be wondering why the Dutch, but the Dutch are leaders in the controlled environment ag space. Mm. They pack a powerful punch when you look at the size of the Netherlands. And then compare that to them being one of the major exporters of agricultural products. They do that through controlled environment ag. So they are leaders in terms of indoor production, but also in terms of technology. And we'll be hearing from not only the Dutch government tomorrow, but also a startup that I would say they've probably got a year or two under their belt, but they are looking at the AI, artificial intelligence side of helping expand efficiencies at greenhouse operations, looking at workforce issues, and they come from the Netherlands as well. We'll also be hearing from Bushelboy and then a new startup in our space here in Minnesota, Hemponics.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.